Strange Adventure.
Sheriff Patrick O'Brien looked at his watch, then he reached for his hat in a hurry.
John, the Ladies' Aid Charity Bazaar down at the high school auditorium, I forgot. I promised to help decorate the place, and I hear Henrietta's managing one of the booths.
At the mere mention of the cute little redhead, John Friday really perked up. In no time at all, they were at the auditorium, only to learn the sad news that the prize fight, which was to be the highlight of the evening, would have to be called off because the local contender had cut his hand and couldn't meet the challenger. Patrick and John looked across the room toward a booth where Henrietta was busily hanging paper streamers. Helping her and thoroughly enjoying himself was a young, slender man with dark, shiny, patent leather hair. John felt a sudden surge of jealousy as the stranger helped her down from the ladder. Suddenly, Patrick O'Brien had a bright idea. He looked down at the slight figure of John.
John, it's up to you to save the day. Now, that's the challenger over there, and you box him.
Oh, no, Patrick. I haven't boxed since I was a kid. I'm not in condition.
Oh, sure you are, John. And besides, it's only for 3 rounds.
John took another look at Roundhouse Regan flirting with Henrietta and agreed to do or die for charity. The sheriff announced the fight, got the social amenities over with, and the fighters squared off. The bell sounded. Regan began clowning with John, dancing in close, then ducking and tripping away as the blow swept over his head. As the bell sounded for the start of the second round, however, Regan bounced out of his corner and began punching John from every direction. As John fell back against the ropes, he got a glimpse of Henrietta at the ringside. Smiling blue eyes looked up at him and winked. He felt a wave of courage and determination sweep over him as he realized that Henrietta was on his side. He moved out into the ring now, weaving, dodging, throwing blows right and left, even landing some of them very effectively. Then Regan brought up one from the floor that spun John around like a dying top. Roundhouse Regan closed in for the kill. The crowd went wild as Regan let go that roundhouse swing, but John ducked as the bell sounded. The third and final round brought the cheering spectators to their feet. John Friday put everything he had into the fight now. He leaped across the ring, cracking rights and lefts to Regan's head and snapping back to safety. Regan's eyes turned glassy, his head snapped back, and his body began to sag. John followed him to the canvas. Regan lay still for the count. John Friday staggered blindly to his corner, then joined his opponent in the merciful world of oblivion. It was some time later when John Friday, the hero of Martinville, awoke in a hospital bed and peered about him. He felt a soft hand caressing his brow and looked up into the smiling face of Henrietta Harper. There was a kiss on his lips and a wild thumping in his chest. As our hero, the great hero of Martinville, passed out again. This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Legend of the Bells, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.